L'chulin, because it's v'leva, that you never have a right to share work with Shmuel or to do work with it. You only have a right to eat it, but not to be gozes. That's the locha. Regular behemoth palmum, if you mark the shit, it's not chad kedushas aguf at all. When you redeem it, it's yours completely. But something that once had a kedushas aguf and then you redeem it, so it still has the yisra gizib avoida. That's this tmura, even though you first mitzvah on the balmum. Rabbi Yisra, Rabbi Yudu Aimer. Oyster shoyge kemezit is another chumra. The tmura, that by tmura, even by shoygeg, it's chal tmura by mistake. But v'loyoster shoyge kemezit b'mekdoshim, by a korban, if you made it by mistake, kedush, it's not chal. We'll soon see the Gemara why. That's Rabbi Yisra, Rabbi Yudu's chiddush. Rabbi Lezer Aimer haklein, if you have a behemoth that's klein, was born of a breed, that the parents was one was a chai, one was a behema. If you have treifa, the behema right now is a treifa, not just on a baal mum, it has treifas to it. The behema was born through the side. For tumtum v'adrugnis, like kedoshim, you cannot make them kaddish, like makdishim. If somehow they become, we'll see in the Gemara, if somehow they did become kaddish, so you can't make tamura from them, like makdishim. But let's say the behema vlad kodshim, and it was born a treifa. So melech kedushas chal, it's a vlad kodshim, but still you can't make tamura from it. Also, vlad kachim is the mother was kaddish and came pregnant, and then the vlad came out yotzei doifin. So in that case, the vlad has kedusha because it's kaddish by itself, but still you can't make tmura from it. Now the Gemara says, "My time of the Rav Yosef Yehuda. What's the reason he says that by tmura shoygeg is kemezid? How do I know this chiddush shoygeg is kemezid by tmura?" So Gemara says, "Amak for the pasuk says." Yiyah Kaddish. It says by Tamura Yiyah Kaddish. So it darish an extra word Yiyah L'rabba Shoyga Kemezid. That even by Shoyga also you can make Tamura. So Hechidam, what's the case talking about? What's the case of Shoyga Kemezid? Omar Chizki says like this. Kisava Shumut Elohomer. The guy thought you're allowed to. The guy didn't know it's another area. He thought you're allowed to make Tamura. So Gabi Tamura Lucky, he'll get Malkus for it. Because the chiddush, even though what you have to have hasro, you have to be warned to get malchus. I mean, that's the chiddush here. That's chiddush about that. Hashoyk hamezid, you get malchus even without hasro. And that's the gzeras hakasa, but you get malchus here even without hasro, according to this girsa. Yeah. Lucky, gabi kodshim or lucky. By kodshim though, you won't get malchus. Rashi says. Gabi tmura loki, the ribu vekro, who shoyge kemezit, the loka shoyge is like kemezit. Gabi kotshim loy loki, Rashi says, loy mitzinu malkus, loy mezit vasro. Usually you only find malkus with mezit and asro. So it's only a chiddush by tmura you get malkus even without a mezit, without asro. Lishnach, we know the lashon is like this. Gabi tmura kodish, bechal de kdush ischal. Gabi kodishim loy kodish. You don't have a chiddush as malkus, stam is a chal or not. So b'shoygi, if you make this something, b'shoygi it's not chal. If you make tmura b'shoygi, it is chal. Now, Rish Lakish Reb Yechanan, Armin, they both said like this. Kisavra loyme tmuras oyla. The guy thought, he said he has a carbon, he thought it was a carbon oyla there, and he took his behemoth chula next to it, and he said, zu taka zu, that he thought he's making this into a carbon oyla. For yomim, by mistake, he said, tmura shlamim. It came out of his mouth, the tmura shlam, that's what came out of his mouth. So that's called the shoygig, and still it's chal. What's the going's curse? We have much more shlamim. Yeah. That's one case. That's like a chal. Yeah, it's shlamim. Lishnachrin, another pshat would be. Let's see, this says here shlamim, tmur shlamim. So another kush. What's the living? Yeah. Lishnachrin, kabi tmur shlamim. He was buying tmur shlamim. Is Kaddish. Lishnachrin, what gabi tmur shlamim Kaddish. Gabi kodishim le kodish. That by tmur, it's like it would be chal. Mashinga by kodishim, in such a case, you made a mistake. You wanted to make it an oila. And by mistake, you said a shlomim would not be chal. It's called hegdish petos, it's not chal. Lishnach with another pshat is, kisov aloy meshoch. You thought to say black. But you want to say, Rashi, kshor shocher, shiyetzmi beisat chila ye tmura. You thought you meant to say the first black, when it comes out, should become tmura. And the mistake, what came out of your mouth was, viyotzmi piv, Shur lovin, by mistake you said a white one, v'yom lovin. So gabi, tmura loki, by tmura taka would be chal. The first white one that comes out becomes tmura and you get malchus for it. It's like a chal what you said. Even though you said it by mistake, you thought to say black and you said white, but if the first white one that comes out becomes tmura and you get malchus for that. But gabi, kachim loki, kachim no, you don't get malchus for this. Rabbi Kotzer Rashi says, in Bamumu the Mizbeach Leloki, the Lekodish, the Ekdish Toya Sen Kodish. If you meant to say the black one, and by mistake what came out of your mouth was the white one, Senech Nami, it's not Chal Kedush at all. And where would be a shell to get Malkus by Kotzer Rashi says? It means if a Balmum, if it would have been a Balmum, so if you Makdish a Balmum, you get Malkus. But here the Kedush is not Chal, so maybe you don't get Malkus. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Rabbi Yechonam Rabbi Yechonin says, "Be'omer teitzei zu, v'tikona zu. This one should go out, and this one should go in." He says, "By tmura, he wants the kedusha to go off." Rashi says, "V'yoyster shel hegdish tamimahi. The one that's a hegdish is tamima. V'le'navka lechulin el tefesta zu b'tishasai. V'abi tmura v'u saber shteitzei lechulin kevamum." This person really didn't think to make tamura. This person knew he had a korban here, and he has another behemah. So he wants to say, like, I want the kedusha to go off that animal and go on this one. So that's b'shoigeg. Still, it's called tamura schal, and I get malchus for it. Kabi kodshim, by kodsh, won't be a case by kodshim like this. Shenerlud be'amum. Necholim b'loy pidyin. Yeah, what's the year? Sissy sheet to yud. B'yoymer kodshim. But here it's not chak dush at all, though. Gabi kotshim want biyemer shenoldu behemum necholim blei kriyah without pidyon even. It's not chak dush at all, and we're lucky. You don't get malchus by korban. Because b'shoigig, the kedusha not chal at all. So you don't have to wait till it becomes a bamum, and you don't get malchus. Kabi tamura the lucky, but if you made this tamura b'shoigeg, so the tamura is chal, and you even get malchus for it. Rav Sheshet Amar Sheshet Ladish, Rav Sheshet Amar, v'yomer ekones lebayizeh, v'aktish v'yomer midaiti. That I'll go into my house, ekones lebayizeh, v'aktish, and I'll be marked to something, and I'll make tamura midaiti according to my own das. V'nichnes, he goes in, v'heimer, and he makes tamura, the hegdish shleimi diet and makes some hegdish without his das. So gabi tumur loki, gabi kodeshim le loki. But kodeshim don't get malchus. Rashi says nichnas the hegdish shleimi shleimi diet. Shebal machshavus, who's a bal machshavus lohi yodeya, he didn't know what he was saying. So he just goes in, he doesn't know what he's talking about really. So lemaisa, if he said tumura, it's like a chal tumura. But if he said to be malchus something, he doesn't know what he's talking about really. So lochur is like it's not chal. We have laws away, it says the Mishnah Wat, HaKlayim Batrefa. The Klayim Batrefa, these things are not Kodesh, they're not Magdishim, you can't make Tumur from it either. Yeah. Again, so we have laws away, HaKlayim Batrefa. That these things are not Chal Kodesh at all, and even when they are Kodesh, they don't make Tumur. Omar Shmuel, Loi Kodeshim Tumur, means they don't become Kodesh but Tumur. And V'loi Magdishim Lasses Tumur. They're not Kodesh themselves to go and make Tumur. So time alone like this. Omer Rabbi Meir, O miyachesh and kedushim. Once you say they themselves have no kedusha, if so, mehechin makdishim. How could they make tamura? What's the sad here? If they themselves is not kedush, how in the world could they make tamura then? Eli iata moitz. You're going from like this. Ela b'makdish behema. You makdish behema first, and the behema was shalom, was a good behema, so it's chal kedusha. V'yachakach nitrifu, and then the behema came a treifa. So taka the kedusha is still on it. That's the chiddush. If you want to make tamura from it now, tamura is not chal. The makdish vlad, the yitzderach doifin, you will makdish a vlad, or else a vlad kodshim, and the mice came out through the derach doifin, came out through the side. So these are cases that it has kedusha, but it can't make tamura. Avo klayim v'tumtum v'yadrugnis, he had to make tzalib of vladi kodshim, enich nami, but tumtum v'yadrugnis, and the klayim, those who make a find is by a vlad kodshim, means where the mother was kodish, and then she became pregnant from a chaya, and you hold that the vlad is kodesh when it's born. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it holds what? That usually a regular vlad kodeshim does make tamura. Obeir the chiddush is no, since this vlad is a vlad, either it's a klayim, or else a tumta v'yadrugnis, here it's a chiddush that does not make tamura. That's the kedushim over here. That even though this vlad would have kedushim on it, it can't make tamura. Omer Rav Papa, my time, what's the reason of Reb Lozer? My time, the Reb Lezer, he says, Kibahema Temeya. It's like a Behema Temeya of Lezer holds. There's these three things. Ma Behema Temeya, Loi Korva, You can't, it has no kedusha. You can't bring it for carbon. And if you mock the shit, it's not chalak kedusha zaguf on it. Afhanech, these three things also. Like carbon is not brought for carbon. A treif and a drudinus, yes, leif is not brought for carbon. And therefore, there's no kedusha zaguf chal on it. Omle Rav Papa, the Papa said to Rav, Varei Balmum, there's a Balmum. To like korif, you have a Balmum, you also can't bring it for carbon. But still, v'nachtla kedusha zaguf. There is a kedusha zaguf that's chal upon a Balmum. Rashi says what? Ayidei tmur. Like that's how the case here, they tmur. Usually when you have a behemoth of Balmum, you can't be makdash at a kedusha zaguf. But ayidei tmur, you could. If you have a behemoth of Balmum and you say zu tacha zu, it's like a chal kedusha zaguf on it. So why don't they say these things are like a behemoth? Why don't they say these things are like a behemoth Balmum? That even though you can't bring it for carbon, still it's chal tmur on it. Yeah. Or Malay, he's about to know, Balmum korah b'minoy. Balmum, the pshat, there's a min behemoth, like you have a shor that became a Balmum now. But shvorim are brought on the mizbeach. So just these things, tumtum v'yadrugnis, have no min to be makrif. So Mazi Yochi is so treif and nami. Korah b'minoy, what are you talking about? Treif also, even though this shor is a treifa, but there are shvorim that are not treifas, they are brought. So why is a treifa worse than a Balmum? Eloma rov, it means k'behemoth to me like this. Ma beim etmei a posla guf. It's a psula guf. The guf is not fit for korban. Af kol psula guf. Everything that's a psula guf. That these things yetsedai from tumtum adrugnis trey for klayim the psula guf. La fulke balmum the psul chesar ninu. Their guf really is called royal for korban. It's only the pshaf and the balmum and it doesn't look nice. There's a chos for something is missing there. It's not a psul the actual behemoth itself. Interesting. A balmum is just called something is missing there. That's all. That's not called the psul aguf. Here, for the omalei Rav Ada l'Rava, for like sruah v'kolik tibapasha. I says sruah v'kol these type of balmums. That's not just I'm missing something, but one limb is longer than the other, or shorter than the other. Svahani psul aguf in the chur. It's a psul in the actual guf. It's not just something is missing, but something's longer and shorter. Yeah, 1 second. These things, Ksuba Pasha, for a honey psula guf ninu, Eloma Rova, kibhema tmela dis, ma bhema tmeya, the leka bimino, there's no other mina sport for korbin, I've called the leka bimino, la fuki balmum dika bimino, that there is other mina, mean to say, if you have this one shur that's a balmum, so what? But there are other shurim that are not a balmum. So the question of this was, maya mate, what do you want to tell me back, treifa? That ikah b'mino, that if this behemoth is a treifa, so there are other behemoths that are not treifas, that should also be good. So Mora says, lo dam yilu balmum. Maya mata treifa ikah b'mino, Mora says, lo dam yilu balmum. Behemoth tmei asura b'achila. Who treifa asura b'achila. These death shots, the man different min here altogether. A behemoth treifa l'mais is also b'achila. A behemoth tmei and a treifa is also b'achila. La fuki balmum de mutter bachilo. That's the pshat. It's a different thing. A balmum is mutter bachilo. It's only a special psul right now for korban. So this psul now does not pass on the korban. Omar Shmuel. So the chil, that's the chil that a treifis is a bigger psul than a balmum. A balmum he can still eat. Mashenka treif is a psul aguf. That's called the psul aguf. And therefore, that's pshat Nabi Yisrael. That's pshat Nabi Lezer. He says that treifah is taka. The Mishnah says loy kedoshim loy magdishim. That's Mamash Mufku from the Pashto of Kedusha altogether. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel says, though, that HaMakdish is a treifa. Let's say somebody is Makdish the treifa. So Shmuel holds, Tzricha Mum Kavua Lifnei Salav. You have to wait till it becomes a Baal Mum Kavua until you can be poyder it. In other words, Shmuel holds that it is Chala Kedusha Zaguf on the Behema treifa. HaMakdish is a treifa. Skrud is not like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Not like Rabbi Lez in the Mishnah. He says the klayim by treifa is like kedoshim. He owes mashm. No, it is called kedoshim. It could be makdish chalak kedusha zaguf. And if you want to be poydered now, he owes you have to have a mum kavua liftoy solov. So Mora says first of all, like Rashi says that tzich mum kavua diksaver. He holds that so Shmuel nachlak kedusha zaguf. It is chalak kedusha zaguf on a behema treifa. So Mora first of all says it's still another chiddush. That Shmuel, you have a proof from Shmuel holds then that poydem es hakodeshim lachin leklovim, that something has a kedushas aguf on it. It's not a lachor is true and it becomes a balmum. You want to be poyder it, but there's a lachor who can you be proud of it for? See, more than being a proof fig, could even be proud of, even though you're only trying to give it to a kelev. Like here, this baim is tray for its also teeth, so you can't do anything, you'll only give it to a dog. And Rashi says, but non-Kamlin, we hold, we'll have a Gemara later, we hold, the yain paid the mess of Kodeshim lechilim leklovim. We can't be paid the Kodeshim to give it to a dog. But Rad Elulamisi, you have to let the behemoth die, you can't be paid for it. So who does the Kasha and Shmuel? So my answer is, Elaim rather said this, Oysa Kedusha, Lomos Enechnam, according to Shmuel, it taka chal Kedusha zagufanit. And you can't do anything with it, even when it becomes a Balmum, you can't be paid for it, but rather you just have to let it die. But Reb Yeshem Yoshe says no. Reb Oishi Omar Einu Ela Kemakdish Shetzim Avonim Avad. He argues on Shmuel and says no. If you makdish a behemah treifa, it's not chal kedushas aguf at all, and it's only as a kedushas damim. That's all. It's the same thing. It'd be makdish wood and stones, and therefore pshiti could be poidrit even without a klovim, even without a balmum. And uadin, you could be makdish it. Uadin, you could be poidrit to give it to klovim teat because it doesn't have a lach kedushas aguf on it. So more says Tanan. It says what? Kol HaKodeshim Shinasu Treifa, any behemoth that first is Kodesh. Then it became a Treifa. It says, Lochain Poydenoison. Tomorrow we'll have later enough Lamed. Any behemoth that was first Chalak Dushas Agufanit, and then the behemoth became a Treifa. So Lochain is Ain Poydenoison, and now let him redeem it. Lefi Wai Shain Poydem HaKodeshim Lachilom Lachilom Leklovim, because now let him be Poydenoison to give it to a dog. Says since it was first Chalak Dushas Agufanit, so even though later becomes a Balmum, that's the loch of the Kodshim, you can't be poidur it to give it to a dog to eat. But rather what, you have to let it be Mesa. Akoporim, the Dik is Taimo Shenasu. Mashmoni, because first when you makdish this Baima, it was a Tam. It was a normal healthy one, the Kedusha was Chal. Then later became a Trefa. Mashmoni, the Hohoyu Mikoro, but let's say if it was this way before Hohoyu Mikoro, then poidur nice, then you could be poidur it. Mashmoni, it's not Chal, Kedusha is a Guf. On the treifa, and therefore there wouldn't be a problem being poided because only has kedushas domin. It's not called being poided kodesh from the klovim. Smur says no. Dilma may be high tana sova. This tana holds that kol heicha de lechosa legufa. Any time the animal itself is not fit for the korban, then loynach de lechdushas aguf enechnami. We don't say this svara that like migu de nach de kedushas domin so also chal kedushas aguf enechnami. That's what machlokes tanoim could be. That everybody agrees about the treifa is not fit to be brought for korban. The shalur is though, even though it's not fit to be brought for korban, do I say once kedusha is chal upon the beima, it's chal kedusha is aguf on it also? And maybe you have to wait till it becomes a bamum, and then you have to be poyder it. Or maybe no kedusha is all chal. It's no kedusha is chal at all. So nechlam this takas on machlokes anoyim. Well, it's not such a kasha on Shmuel. Now Toshma coming here, Reb Elezer Weimer says now Mishnah Reb Elezer holds. Haklayim v'yoytze doifin u'treifo v'tumtum v'yadrugnis loy kedoshim v'loy makdishim. So Pasha means to say what? They can't become Kodesh, and if they are Kodesh, like we have before cases, you can't make tmur from it. Now, v'yom ha-shmul, Shmul says Pshat and Rebleza loy kedoshim v'tmura v'loy makdishim lasas tmura. Just like we had the Gemara before, the Gemara started off to bring down Rebleza's memory on the Mishnah says the climate treifo. We had this Gemara just before. The Rama Shmuel said the pshat from Leba was loy kedoshin v'tmura v'loy makdishin lasas tmura, meaning to say that even though usually you take a behemah chulin, even though it's a balmum, you can make tmura on it, but if the behemah is a treifa, that no, that's what Shmuel says loy kedoshin v'tmura, you can't make a behemah treifa have a kedushas tmura on it, and v'loy makdishin means if somehow it itself is kodesh, then lasas tmura can't make tmura off it either. The time that we had before, Om Rabbi Meir, for Chimeyacha Shein Kedoshim, since you can't be Makdish, or Behema Treifa by itself, so Behecha Makdishin, what's the half minute to say that it could give off Tumura to something else, it itself is not Kodesh? Eliyah Tumut, so the only way you find it, but Makdish Behema. The only Kiddush would be is, first you will Makdish a healthy Behema. The Yachakach Nitrofon, then it became a Treifa. So my Kedusha does not go off, the Kedusha is still there. So that's the Chiddush that Shmuel learns Pshat Reb Elezer in the Mishnah to say that even though the Kedusha does not go off, it cannot make Tumura. But Mashmir clearly, even Shmuel says, Ho'oysa treifa mikor, if the behemoth was treifa first, then le'nach le Kedusha zaguf, there's no Kedusha zaguf chal upon a treifa. So Chorot should be a steer in Shmuel. That's like it's not chal treif in mikor, it's not chal kedusha at all. So I could hear Shmuel say that hamakdash is a treif, tzricha mum kavua of daisan olav. Why should I have to have a mum kavua? The chur it's not chal kedusha zagof at all. The chur it's a steer in Shmuel. So my answer.